CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snow Cell Ano Ebier. The new president of the Parliamentary Association of La Francophonie, Honorable Hilarion Etong, has been reassured of unflinching support from the Cameroon National Assembly during his term of office. Administrative officials in Fundi Division have cautioned media men and women against using their platforms as outlets for people inciting riots and hate speech in the country. An international survey by the global data and research platform Nobio indicates that Cameroon is the country with the highest cost of living in Africa. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will look at government efforts to ease the cost of living in the country. French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal's resignation will be accepted this Tuesday, but he will remain in place as head of a caretaker government until the end of the Paris Olympics. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavai Yege Jibril, has reassured the newly elected President of the Parliamentary Association of La Francophonie, Honourable Hilarion Etong, of his support and that of the people's representatives in his new mission, which includes safeguarding the French language and its values. He gave the reassurance during an audience he granted the Senior Deputy Speaker today in Yaoundé. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batetato Ekwe reports.
1 week after his election into the office of President of the Parliamentary Association of La Francophonie, known as APF, at the 49th General Assembly in Montreal, Canada, Senior Deputy Speaker Honorable Hilarion Etong is back home and thought it wise to give an account to his boss of the proceedings.
The first thing I want to do is to see the President to resume what we did in Montreal after the election at this level.
His was a bag full of gratitude to the Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril for endorsing his candidacy at the helm of the prestigious institution whose values he says he will protect during his mandate.
The first priority is French language, and then we have the democracy, dialogue, gender, the environment. All those things I would have to implement.
Congratulating the new APF president, the House Speaker of the National Assembly made the commitment on behalf of the people's representatives to give him all the backing he needs. The Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril also saluted President Paul Biya's diplomatic pedigree, earning for Cameroon's sons and daughters several leadership positions on the international scene.
The Chantal Biya International Research Center, known by its French initials, CIRCB, has pledged its commitment to the prevention and treatment of HIV and AIDS, as well as various cancers. Members of the center's scientific council made the promise during its 20th ordinary session that held today under the chair of the president, Professor Carlo Federico Peno. Here are more details with Ayimbile.
With Professor Alexis Sinjolo, the Director General of the Chantal Biya Reference Research Center, and his colleagues, was the President of the Scientific Council of the Center, Professor Carlo Federico Peno, who rejoiced that 18 years of work at the CIRCB still generating world-changing scientific results.
An improvement of the screening system for HIV that has been put in place by the Minister of Health has been done thanks to the activity of the CIRCB that have demonstrated the importance of the triple test to avoid too many false positive tests. And this activity has great importance for the health of Cameroonians.
Also present was Dr. Joseph Fokam, the permanent secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee, who says consolidating the treatment of cancers induced primarily by the human papillomavirus remains a priority for the researchers.
At CSTB, our results have shown that there is more than 16 different genotypes of this virus circulating HPV. And the more genotypes you have, the better you should adapt your vaccine. So the vaccine we have actually in Cameroon is good because it covers at least two of those major genotypes, but we believe we need a vaccine that can cover the majority of genotype for us to really make sure we are protecting the majority of our women against cervical cancer.
Major research projects that also include the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and AIDS, especially in the northern regions of the country.
We were able to detect those factors that favor transmission in the north of Cameroon, and we're also able to detect those factors that also prevent transmission. So we are now trying to communicate this finding to make sure the good experience we have from this study, the most prominent results should be used to substantially reduce HIV transmission from mother to children.
In need, nonetheless, of space and funding as well as human resources, the CIRCB has so far this year produced 25 peer-reviewed scientific articles described as far-reaching.
Newly recruited staff of the Ministry of Public Health in the program to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria have been urged to be diligent and professional in the task to be carried out. The over 100 young people were welcomed today in Yaoundé during a ceremony chaired by the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashi. The new recruits will have to work in collaboration with other health officials so as to contribute to the development of the country in the health domain. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications will hold a press briefing tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. at the Yaoundé Hilton. The focus of the briefing will be on the launch of the 2024 AgriTech Innovation Challenge. The initiative will bring together top project owners, ICT experts, as well as stakeholders in the agricultural sector to present their projects and compete for different prizes. We have this press release from the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development hereby informs the public that as part of the implementation of the instructions of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, her ministry has undertaken drainage and road rehabilitation works at the Rompuan-Longkak, Bata-Longkak junctions and on the Rompuan-Longkak, Machin-Coleton, Bata Street. These works aiming to improve mobility downtown Yaoundé before the next school year resumes will result in traffic diversions in the areas concerned from July 16 to August 31, 2024. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development therefore invites road users to comply with the indications from the information board set up by Razel, the company in charge of the works, as well as to the guidance of the police officers assigned for this purpose. Signed, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Coutez. The senior divisional officer from Fundi says anyone who uses a media organ to call for riots or incite hatred and threats to public order will not be allowed to reside in the Mfundi division within a given time period. Emmanuel Maria Jigdend raised the alarm today in a press briefing with media men from public and private outlets. Maimuna Njoya reports from CRTV Center.
Some journalists who attended this Tuesday's press briefing in Yaoundé raised eyebrows as to why the SDO for Fundi would outrightly declare that anyone found guilty of incitation to public chaos through the media will not be allowed to sojourn in the Fundi division. But as a guarantor of social order, Emmanuel Mariel Digden assured that this warning is not a direct threat to a particular person or a specific media organ, but simply a reminder for journalists to make conscious choices regarding the guests they choose for their debate programs. The SDO added that his intention is not to give directives to journalists, but simply to remind them of the need to respect the ethics and the ontology of their profession, while at the same time remembering their social responsibility. Public and private media representatives who followed the 30-minute alert from Fundi's SDO agreed to be more prudent when conceiving their programs and reports. Also in attendance was Françoise Mbango, who has been chosen as one of Radio France International's consultants for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris beginning July 26. Maimouna Njoya, CRTV Center.
At 10 minutes past 7, let's delve into the in-depth segment Economic experts in the country have underlined that a combination of socioeconomic and government reforms is necessary to address the current exorbitant cost of living in Cameroon and improve the quality of life for citizens, as this will boost the national economy. This comes as an index report from the global data and research platform NEMBIO indicates that Cameroon is the country in Africa with the highest cost of living, followed by Zimbabwe, Mauritius, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Botswana, Morocco, and Uganda. According to the research institution, globally, Cameroon occupies the 73rd position with an index that stands at 37.3%. Kelly Eben spoke to some economists on the rising cost of living in Cameroon and put together the following report for the news.
The rising cost of living in Cameroon, according to economists in the country like Dr. Tomenta Kennedy and Eugene Chumlu, can be attributed to various factors that stem from inflation that impedes economic activities and making it difficult for the population to purchase basic necessities.
Currency devaluations, inadequate infrastructures, leading to high transportation cost, increase in fuel prices that we can now see it being translated into the cost of production, malpractices that do not facilitate the efficient use of resources, the continued crisis in the northwest and southwest, as well as the disruptions in the production spaces.
Increase taxes every day, they put up new policies every day, and it is affecting the citizens. Increase prices every day, and the political atmosphere of the country has cost the cost of living to be very high. When you don't work, you will have nothing to eat. And the little you have, you don't even have what to buy. Even if you have what to buy, it is very expensive.
They add that these can have an undesirable number of consequences on the population and the country's economy at large.
Increase in poverty level, income inequality, social unrest.
When you don't eat well, you will not work well. And so it slows the level of economic growth.
But what could be the way out? Dr. Tomenta Kennedy and Eugene Chumlo share their thoughts.
Implementation of sound economic policy to control inflation and the stabilization of the currency. But at the same time, one has to invest a lot in infrastructure to reduce the transportation cost.
To calm down the socio-political crisis that we are facing, the government should stop importing and they should rather encourage production.
The economic experts are unanimous that if the government of Cameroon continues in a strife of fast-tracking the import substitution policy by promoting local production, the country's dependency on importation will reduce, thereby boosting the country's national development strategy.
The Southwest Development Authority, SOEDA, is considered as a pillar of agriculture and rural development in the Southwest region. Since its inception, SOEDA has been working to raise the standard of living of the rural population through agriculture and other means. Annabel Ndike Enoanyang reports from Boya.
For over three decades, the Southwest Development Authority, SOEDA, has been at the center of agricultural and rural development, ensuring adequate food security, reducing poverty level, as well as improving on the livelihood of the rural population in the region. Dr. Bisong Ogokuntui is the Director General of SOEDA.
SOEDA has been working with the farmers of the region, ensuring that farmers have access to good quality planting material, training farmers and making sure they have access to agricultural inputs at very competitive prices. Farm-to-market roads are given a facelift. Most of them have been in a sorry state for the last few years, and presently we are involved in rehabilitating some roads.
In the meantime, SOEDA has also adopted the sustainable practice of post-harvest technology.
We have been able to distribute over 300 motorized cassava graters to women groups and screw presses as well. This enables the women now to process the cassava without necessarily having to grind it by hand. We are in the process of putting in place 200 small cassava process feminine units, and we are also building two semi-industrial oil palm processing units, two semi-industrial cocoa processing units. All of this is mechanization region.
However, Soweto has created a huge impact in sustaining the local economy and livelihood of the population in the southwest region. Annabel Ndike, Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
Farmers in the northwest region are lamenting that they are also suffering from the high cost of living in the region and can barely feel the impact of the subventions they receive from different government arms due to the socio-political crisis. They explain that they also spend huge sums of money in the markets, just like other ordinary citizens, to buy foodstuffs that they could have produced themselves. But what subsidies do the northwest farmers receive? And why do they spend a lot in the market like other inhabitants? Maybe Mekemdi Sakem tailored these questions to the Regional Delegate of Agriculture and Rural Development and put together this report for the news from Bamenda.
In the northwest region, there are several government institutions aimed at assisting farmers to boost the production of rice, maize, Irish potatoes, and other agricultural products. And according to the regional delegate of agriculture, John Dwe, the structures have been active on the ground.
Structures like MIDINO, the Northwest Development Authority, they accompany farmers with inputs, notably in the domain of Irish potato, maize seeds to farmers, even organic manure, the UMV. VDA in DOP, they also accompany rice farmers, CDNO, who are also there in the domain of livestock.
The fight against food insecurity has, however, been tough, and this has been attributed to the socio-political crisis.
The numerous roadblocks prevented farmers from accessing input last year. Farmers form the bulk of the displaced population. They have abandoned their farms.
With the drop in the price of fertilizers from over 45,000 francs to 12,100 francs a bag, as well as other government subventions, the Northwest Delegate of Agriculture is optimistic that output will be better this 2024.
Rice, we are at 68,000 tons. At the end of this year, production for the Northwest should be at 350 tons. In 2022, in the case of maize, the Northwest region produced 112,000 tons of maize. And this year, the Northwest region aimed at producing 210,000 tons of maize.
For the Northwest region to regain its position as one of the main breadbaskets of Cameroon, farmers in the region are begging for a total return to normalcy in the crisis-hit Northwest. Mabel Menkemdi, Sakem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
There is growing need for the state of Cameroon to subsidize the primary sector with a goal to significantly cut back overpricing of commodities on the local market. In the following analysis, Belinda Show says Cameroon's current high cost of living index will further deepen the inequality gap in society if stringent measures are not taken to water down underlying causes and effects of high living expenses.
Cost of living calculations can be used to compare the cost of maintaining a certain standard of living in different geographic areas based on the cost of living index. In the case of Cameroon, the calculated cost of living is set to be the highest in Africa, standing at a 37.3 index, midpoint 2024. Pundits advance that the current high living expenses in Cameroon, determined by Numbeo, one of the world's most profound data and research platforms, doesn't align with the country's significant agricultural and natural resources. However, this mismatch is accounted for by an array of pullback growth factors, including political instability, corruption, insufficient infrastructure, which contributes to the financial strain on purses of Cameroonians. This has resulted to traders increasing price hikes, given the median wage in Cameroon. Simply put, low-income earnings should be cushioned by low cost of living. Economies therefore urge policymakers to review and address the underlying causes of exorbitant pricing for Cameroonians if Cameroon must have a more just and sustainable economic climate.
Cameroon has ousted Mozambique to become the African country with the highest cost of living. The exorbitant living expenses present significant challenges for families who are the most fundamental unit of society. Here's Belinda Shaw with today's guests.
Dr. Fumbang Makpuel, an economist and development finance expert, thanks for talking to CRTV. The cost of living index in Cameroon is set to be the highest in Africa, before Zimbabwe, Kenya and a host of other countries. What could be the possible reasons for this?
Key reasons are supply and demand, geographical events, natural disaster, commodity prices, speculative trade and government policy.
Can you expatiate on the factors you just listed?
Typically, changes in commodity prices can drive inflation trends by up to 36% of consumer price. When there is an increase in the demand for a particular commodity and the supply is less, that would push prices up, which is likely to lead to inflation.
Overpricing of commodities is heightening, whereas low-income earnings should be cushioned by low cost of living. How can the government of Cameroon ward off the financial strain on the purses of Cameroonians?
If government carefully comes with regulation and policies that would affect the prices, will have an impact on the prices of commodities, lowering the cost of production of raw material and ensuring also that appropriate technology could be employed that increases the production output per second per hour, therefore reducing the overall cost of the particular end product, which could then also reduce the prices of commodities, and good policies putting the people at the heart of it all.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. We have this press release from the Directorate General of Taxation. The Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax PIT return for the 2023 tax year by September 1, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.mpo.cm, the toll-free number 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. The Director General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. Signed, the Director General of Taxation, Mayong Abad Roger. A delegation of chiefs of Boya and Fako Division, headed by the President of the Southwest House of Chiefs, Chief Dr. Atem Ebako, has encouraged the population of Bouassa to remain calm, vigilant, and to continue their trust in state institutions. They were speaking during an on-the-spot evaluation visit to the palace of the village, which was partially burnt down during the early hours of Monday, July 15, 2024, by unidentified attackers. Over 100 students across the Boya municipality will, for a period of 1 month, engage in clean-up activities as well as receive intense moral education. This falls within the framework of this year's Boya Council Holiday Job Program, launched this Tuesday, July 16, aimed at also assisting the youths financially. We have details with Yvonne Esamengo from CRTV Southwest.
For many years, the Boya Council has accompanied families via the Holiday Job Program, aimed at engaging students positively, inculcating in them the spirit of patriotism and providing them with financial support. Mayor David Mafani Namange.
It's a win-win issue because they will assist us in keeping the municipality clean, while we'll assist them and their parents to make sure that their return to school next academic year is lightened by the assistance that they will receive from us financially.
For the over 100 participants aged 16 and above, the activity, which targets strategic areas within the municipality, is an ideal way of making a significant impact.
Whether it's clearing, whether it's digging of the soil, to move stones where it does not need to be, I can do it.
Yes, I'm really happy to do this job, cleaning the gutters, clearing the area, so that the street is going to look neat, associate with new people, new friends.
This year, the one-month Boya Council holiday job program will be filled with lessons on moral education in order to school the young ones on self-discipline and on the dangers of drug consumption, among other detrimental habits. Yvonne Isamengowo, CRTV, Boya.
In news out of Cameroon, French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to accept the resignation of his Prime Minister, Gabriel Attal, this Tuesday evening, following the centrist party's defeat in parliamentary elections. According to French media reports, Mr. Attal is said to remain in place as head of a caretaker government for the Paris Olympics, which start in 10 days' time. A left-wing alliance that won the 7th July election has so far been unable to agree on a potential candidate for the post of Prime Minister. Rwandan President Paul Kagame is on course to extend his 24-year rule by another 5 years in a landslide victory, with most of the votes counted from Monday's election. Partial results announced by the Electoral Commission show that President Kagame has 99.15% of the vote so far, with about 79% of ballots counted. The 66-year-old again faced no meaningful opposition, as the leading figures were burnt. His two opponents shared less than 1% of the vote. To end this news here once again are the main points. The new president of the Parliamentary Association of La Francophonie, Honorable Hilarion Etong, has been reassured of unflinching support from the Cameroon National Assembly during his term of office. Administrative officials in Fundi Division have cautioned media men and women against using their platforms as outlets for people inciting riots and hate speech in the country. An international survey by the global data and research platform Numbeo indicates that Cameroon is a country with the highest cost of living in Africa. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment today examined government efforts to ease the cost of living in Cameroon. French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal's resignation will be accepted this Tuesday, but he will remain in place as head of a caretaker government until the end of the Paris Olympics. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.